Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soci.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soci. The show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, we got through another week. It's just you and me. It's going to be kind of a short show this week. But some ground to cover. So in the shameless plugging department, mark your calendars. Saturday, August 27th at Arts for Lawrence. It is back. Theater at the Fort, Films at the Fort is happening August 27th at 7:30 p.m. I'll be hosting. I'll be doing my kind of TCM-like intro at the beginning. And I am so happy to say that on August 27th at 7:30 p.m., we will be screening the underrated great film of the 90s, Big Night, starring Stanley Tucci and Tony Shalhoub as two brothers who own a traditional Italian restaurant in New Jersey in the 1950s, and they are in trouble. And they set up a giant dinner because Louis Primus is supposed to be coming over for dinner. Ian Holm, Minnie Driver, Allison Janney, Campbell Scott. Just, it's a great film. And a lot of great food porn. And just a wonderful film about siblings. So hope to see you at Arts for Lawrence on Saturday the 27th at 7:30 p.m. for Big Night. And we'll be talking more about the film series as it goes on. Shifting gears a little bit, I wanted to start off with Dead People We Like, because we never have time for Dead People We Don't Like. Then we'll get into what's around the horn, and then we'll grab a pencil. Never forget, Judo Jean LaBelle passed away, who was a judo master, dabbled in wrestling, taught martial arts, did apparently over 1,000 films, TV shows, commercials as a stuntman. Too many to mention, going all the way back from Elvis Presley movies, The Green Hornet, just so much. But never, ever forget, and this goes out to the Golden Globus guys because they brought this up as well, because never forget that Jean LaBelle choked out Steven Seagal on a dare and made Seagal soil himself. So the famous story was on the set of Out for Justice that Seagal was immune to being choked by anybody, and Jean LaBelle choked him out. So anyway, thank you for that, Jean. Speaking of the Golden Globus guys, they are in the midst of their Charlton Heston sci-fi trilogy. This week they talked about Omega Man, which was a fun listen. And next week, Soylent Green, or as they say, You Are What You Eat. So say hi to the guys over there. I want to talk a little bit about the work of Wolfgang Petersen, the famous German director who passed away earlier this week. And films go back to the 1960s. And became one of the hot European directors in the 1970s, and hit the U.S. audience with Das Boot, or The Boat, in 1981, which I got to see at the Art House Theater in the Maple in suburban Detroit, the Detroit suburbs. But I got to see that with my dad, and it's if you've not seen it, it was made for German television. And then they kind of sliced it down to a theatrical film length. But it's a German submarine during World War II. And besides the claustrophobic aspect of it, and I think probably not since Jaws had I experienced the claustrophobia of watching a film in a dark theater. And I'm going to word this carefully. So besides that aspect, it was a way of showing there were humans on both sides. I'm not gonna repeat the quote that the last president said, but you know what I mean. We got to see these soldiers as humans, even though they're the enemy. So there's that. But yeah, got to see Das Boot in the theater. Follows it up with a film that traumatized many childhood and many fans of horses, The Neverending Story from 1984. Still holds up. I tried showing it to M didn't particularly care for it. But as somebody who grew up with the messed up animated films of the 1970s, you know, Fantastic Planet, Watership Down, those films, I'm like, okay, this is not bad. The underrated Enemy Mine from 1985, and I need to revisit that. Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett doing kind of Hell in the Pacific, but in outer space, and a birth. So that's that was underappreciated. The underrated film noir Shattered with Tom Berenger and Bob Hoskins. In the Line of Fire, big. No disrespect to Air Force One. This is my Wolfgang Peterson popcorn movie. I was in college when this... Was I in college? Yeah. The summer after I graduated. But seeing this in the theater on campus with some friends, you know, one of the more vulnerable performances from Clint Eastwood, John Malkovich's only Oscar nomination and well-deserved. Rene Russo always working the front door of the Blues House Party whenever possible. Just a really good nail-biter popcorn film. Outbreak's ridiculous. It just is. I saw it with the right people and still ridiculous. And oh, probably not. You can watch it now. It'd be a little easier to watch in, say, 2020. Air Force One, that's probably one of his biggest films. And yes, Get Off My Plane. And it's Die Hard with on Air Force One. So there's that. The Perfect Storm, where George Clooney even admits, I'm not the star of the film. It's this giant flipping wave. Still pretty good. Not bad. And I unabashedly don't mind liking Troy. Yes, you can see the CG, and yeah, there's a lot of scenery chewing, especially from Brian Cox. And I wish I could hear the lunch conversations between Brad Pitt and Peter O'Toole. And Orlando Bloom needs to be smacked in the head a lot. But, you know, it's kind of that, do you like movies about gladiators? Here's your answer. And his final American film was Poseidon. Not particularly good, but short. So there's when you have a disaster movie, well, The Perfect Storm is even an example of that. The fact that there's going to be an attempted remake of The Poseidon Adventure, and it's 90 minutes. I think when I grew up on disaster movies of the 1970s, and they're usually 2.5 hours and a slug, and this one was not. So anyway, and he did one more film in Germany that came out in 2016, which I can't pronounce. Wir gegen die Bank. So anyway. But quite the resume for the 80s and 90s and yeah early aughts in Hollywood. So got 2 Oscar nominations, 1 for director and for screenplay for Das Boot. So pretty cool. Anyway, I got to see Wolfgang Peterson's film, I think, at a good time in my film going career. So thank you, Wolfgang Peterson. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Let's go around the horn, and then we'll grab a pencil and find out what you've been watching lately. At the Tibbs Drive-In, we have, oh man, Beast and Easter Sunday. So it's Beast. It's Idris Elba in Cujo, or Idris Elba in Duel, or anyway, you get the idea. That's screen 1, Beast and Easter Sunday. Screen 2, Bullet Train, Where the Crawdads Sing. Screen 3, Nope, and Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. There you go. Screen 4, Dragon Ball Super, Superhero, and Thor Love and Thunder. All of that is happening at the Tibbs Drive-In. At the Skyline Drive-In, you have Bullet Train and Where the Crawdads Sing. And don't forget, friends, August 26th and 27th, the Super Monster Movie Fest Size Matters is happening at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville. At IU Cinema, if you're depending on when you're listening to this, Friday, August 19th at 7 p.m., Crimes of the Future is running. Saturday, August 20th at 1 p.m., yep, Cat Video Fest 2022. So, and then Crimes of the Future at 4 p.m. Thursday, August 25th, 1951's The Original, The Thing from Another World. That's at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 25th. Friday, August 26th, Saturday, August 27th, Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 4 p.m., Tahara is happening over there. Saturday, August 27th, The Thing from 1982. there will be a Q&A with special guests. They're not saying who. About Saturday, August 27th, the 1982 version of The Thing happening at IU Cinema. And then Tuesday, August 30th at 7 p.m., New Voices, the films of Shadeen Tom and Rika Zabachi. Hope I'm saying that right. That is happening Tuesday, August 30th at 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 31st, Swing Vote from 1999. And Thursday, September 1st, Your Children Come Back to You and Claudine at 7 p.m. So mark your calendars there. Over at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin, Friday, August 19th, 7:30 p.m., Miss Congeniality. Saturday, August 20th at 2 p.m., School of Rock. Saturday, August 20th at 7:30 p.m., The Terminator. And then Friday and Saturday, August 26th and 27th, 2 and 7:30 p.m., The Wizard of Oz, happening at the Art Craft Theater in Franklin. Over at the Can-Can, Milford Graves, Full Mantis, Marcel Duchesne with Shoes On, Bodies, 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 and North by Northwest, all running this week. Casablanca, Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, and Punch Drunk Love, all at the Can-Can. And as I mentioned before, big night, Saturday, August 27th, 7:30 p.m. at Arts for Lawrence as a part of their Films at the Fort series, and I will be there hosting. Hope to see you as well. And if you bring up Timpano, I'll sit next to you. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. All right, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching this week. So hopefully you've been able to watch some films that are new, good, that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. We start on Facebook with Nikki, who writes, Nocturnal Animals, tough watch, but Amy Adams was amazing. You are correct on both, Nikki. Yep, I'm with you on that. Thomas writes, Woman in Gold with Helen Mirren. I remember that. Kurt. Hey, Kurt. Oh, God, and the Judy Garland version of A Star is Born, both at Belle Trace. And, Kurt, I saw the pictures of you at the Paul Sorvino Memorial. That was very, very cool. Dee Dee, I hope you're doing okay, love. I hope to be on your show again soon, but I hope you're hanging in there. And I always, I've said on more than one occasion, Oh, God was my introduction to Paul Sorvino. And I think it's fascinating. We, as I mentioned before, we all have different paths with different actors and different filmmakers. So, you know, for a lot of people, it was maybe A Touch of Class or something earlier. And for others later, it was Goodfellas. So, but for me to see him be a Southern preacher charlatan was a lot of fun. And then this, I remember Dummy, which was a TV film, and then that championship season, maybe. So anyway, that's part of my path with Paul Sorvino. We miss him dearly. Jamie writes Father of the Bride and Father of the Bride 2. That's right. They did those. Daniel writes Witness to Murder, The Celluloid Closet. A great documentary. A great, great documentary about the history of the image of gays and lesbians in cinema. That's one I could watch once a year. And it's one of those, there's so many titles. There's still a handful of films from that are used in that movie documentary that I've not watched yet, so I'm constantly looking for it. Anyway, thank you, Daniel. Daniel also watched Bell, Book, and Candle, North by Northwest, and Breaking the Code. Jolene writes, Marcel Duchesne with Shoes On, I Needed All the Tissues. Thank you, Jolene. Tony writes, Sunrise, It Happened One Night, Nosferatu, Cat People, and Eyes Without a Face. Now, Tony, I know you. It's probably the original Cat People, but probably by yourself at dinner, you're watching Paul Schrader's version of Cat People. You know why. Judy writes The Highwaymen. Doug writes Battling Butler from 1926. Oh, wow. Buster Keaton on a big screen with live accompaniment. That's cool. He also watched Tarzan and His Mate, The Cincinnati Kid, One False Move, Air Force One as the Sky Point to Wolfgang Peterson, and In the Heights. Abdul Kim Shabazz watched Superman. Of course he did. Ms. Desmacher. Steven writes Stavisky. Thank you, Steven. Joe writes Ambulance, Uncharted, The Black Phone, and Clerks 3. Nancy writes Bob's Burgers the Movie. Didn't love it or hate it, Wish they had really gone for it and been over the top the whole movie. Seemed like a long and less entertaining episode. I want all the songs. I do hope there's a nomination for original song, though. Okay, I hear you. And that is the plight when you make a film out of a TV show. Hi, Simpsons, the movie. you know what I mean. Melissa writes, started ambulance and turned it off. When did you turn it off? I'm intrigued now. Don't worry, Melissa. I don't call you out literally on that one, but yeah. Kurt writes, message in a bottle. Craig writes, 13 lives. Vic writes, I watched Heat again, the epic crime drama with De Niro and Pacino. I love Danny Trejo and his life story. I tried to catch his films, over 300 since his release from prison. Yeah, he's Trejo's busy. He's keeping himself busy. So, Jessica Crumhawkins is my stage spouse in Indy Bardfest's production of Lysistrata, which is in October. So we'll be shamelessly plugging that between now and October. But hi, Jessica. She writes Day Shift and Lake Mungo. Gretchen writes Writing with Fire. Wayne writes Gray Man. It was a decent action flick. Beth writes The Dead Zone from 1983. Watch out for scissors. Lou Harry writes The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer, Licorice Pizza, which he deemed most disappointing ending of any recent movie, Prey, and The Day Shift. What part of the ending was disappointing for you? I didn't mind it. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I didn't mind it. M wished it didn't wrap up as prettily as it did. Prettily, yeah, that's a word. So, okay, whatever. Although I do like them running into each other's arms and falling down under the Live and Let Die marquee. John's a listener. John writes, after you naming a few Scorsese films I'd not seen, I watched After Hours yesterday. Felt like Wizard of Oz meets Mean Streets. Yes, the journey back home via gritty New York City. Great cast with an interesting ending, as is classic, sometimes frantic camera work all throughout. So last week I was mentioning Scorsese films that film Twitter bros won't watch, and I guess After Hours is one of those. So thank you, John. I'm glad I can inspire. Let's see. Also watched A Most Violent Year. Oscar Isaac was great. I'm glad you saw that. Bronson. How do you describe this one? Part gangster, part comedy, part theater, part crazy. Tom Hardy was great. You described it perfectly, John. That is what Bronson is. And that was, of course, for a lot of people, the film that introduced the world to Tom Hardy. And then Oasis, Supersonic. I've seen this documentary a few times, and it always had me missing the 1990s. which he writes, we had digital technology but weren't arguing with each other 14 hours a day online. It was the peak of civilization. Well, thank you, John. Maggie writes Contact. Helen writes Captain Phillips. Helen's the captain now. Eric writes First Views, Kes, The Four Musketeers, The Contractor, and Rex Ingram's lavish epic, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse from 1920, the second biggest grossing film of the silent era and the film that made Rudolph Valentino a household name. In a word, fabulous. Cool, Eric, and I'm surprised you had not seen The Four Musketeers, although I'm sure the cast and crew of The Three Musketeers are happy it took you this long to watch it. Look up the filming of both of those movies, and you'll understand why. Let's see, rewatches It Happened at the World's Fair from 1963 and My Favorite Wife from 1940. This was, It Happened at the World's Fair is one of the first Elvis films I watched as a kid. My mom was a huge Elvis fan, and never forget, that was Kurt Russell who kicked Elvis in the shins. So he was given a dime. I can't remember if it was a nickel or a dime. I forget what shin kicking cost in 1963. And the kid did that to Elvis so Elvis could go hang out with the pretty nurse. Inspiring. So, cool. Thank you, Eric. JJ writes Irma Vep from HBO, Trainwreck, Woodstock 99, Female Prisoner number 701, Scorpion, Bullet Train, and The Empire Strikes Back. Joshua writes Paper Girls, Prey, Not Okay, In and of Itself, and The Suicide Squad. Jay writes, we went and saw E.T. in IMAX. It was awesome. I was 12 again. Tell D. Wallace to call me. That's my note. That's not Jay. I know Jay, but you know, anyway. Nick Rogers writes, Day Shift, Fall, The Little Guy, Groot Takes a Bath, Groot's Pursuit, Groot's First Steps, Magnum Opus, Carter, Lightyear, 13 Lives, Breaking, The Black Phone, Big Man Japan, The Big Year, Hit the Road, Blood Fight, The Burning Moon, and Beast. Thank you, Nick. Amanda went to the library, and because she photographs the covers she's rented, The Insider, Heat, The Day After Tomorrow, The Worst Witch, and the remake of Salem's Lot. Thank you. Oh, and Navajo Code Talkers of World War II, Cold Turkey, The Sterile Cuckoo, and Thinner. Robert Muggy. I love Robert. This is great. 2 weeks worth since I missed your Tuesday notice last week. Okay, I'm sorry, Robert, about that. It just so happened that I was going to be in studio all day on Wednesday, and the film, the major film I had to review that week, I saw early. So that's what happens, friends, when I don't ask you on Thursday what films have you watched, because the main film I had to review that week, I saw early. So there's a little bit of how the sausage is made. Anyway, back to Robert's list. Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Oh, Sophia Loren. Sunflower, Two for the Road, Arabesque, Sweet Smell of Success. That's a great film. Midnight Run, also great film. Love Me Tonight, Test Pilot, Whipshaw, Libeled Lady, Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House, The Thin Man, After the Thin Man, Manhattan Melodrama, Penthouse, I Love You Again, and he writes, yes, The Last 10 starred Myrna Loy. That's not bad at all. He also writes, the collection of her films on the Criterion Channel has been quite welcome. Many I enjoyed seeing again, while others were a treat to learn about. Whipshaw, Penthouse, and I Love You Again were all new to me, and Test Pilot was a revelation. The only one my wife and I couldn't get through was Love Crazy, which was a bit cloying. Actually, though, checking back, I just realized there are three more we hadn't seen yet, so more fun ahead. Thank you, Robert. Keep watching. Drew writes, Day Shift and Lulz. Chris writes, 13 Lives again. Magnus is on a John Carpenter kick, The Fog, Prince of Darkness, and In the Mouth of Madness. Abby writes, Hair, the movie. I don't know how I missed it, and I'm still shook. I love the film version of Hair. Even at the height of disco and punk, the fact that 60s musical works out well. It's directed by Milos Forman, who knows a little thing from growing up as far as anti-authority. So, very cool. Scott writes, Belfast. Allison writes, Uncharted. Holly Hathaway Thompson, my director of Liz Estrada, High School Musical and Transformers. Okay, tell Megan Fox to go look at my engine. Joellen writes Georgetown, not great. Eric writes They Them. Linda writes Mac and Rita with a thumb down emoji. Alan writes A Mighty Wind. Tracy Forner writes My Little Pony Movie, The Breakup, The Birds, and Jackass Forever. I don't know if he watched that with his family or not. That's how much I know and love Tracy. Tom writes, Why We Fight, Prelude to War, and After the Fox. As he writes, If Bacharach and Simon, not Mancini and Edwards, had made the Pink Panther. Good call there, Tom. Jeff writes, Jumanji, Purple Hearts, and DC League of Super Pets. Mike writes, The Two Towers, and the second episode of The Good Lord Bird. Cassandra writes, Fish Call Wanda, Speed, and Speed 2. I think there was another 80s film that I watched last Saturday on that same channel, but I don't remember what it is now. Thank you, Cassandra. David writes, Steamboat Bill Jr., Parlor, Bedroom and Bath, and The General. I'm on a Keaton kick. That's pretty good. Brenda writes, Bullet Train. Paula writes, Amanda. Oh, I see. That's a response to an earlier post. I won't read that. Connor writes, The King's Man. It was aggressively mediocre, though I appreciate they didn't shy away from killing a certain character and the way they painted war. Bullet Train, love the beginning and the end, but it craps the bed a bit towards the end. And Kiki's Delivery Service. Phil writes, Charlie says, Moveen writes, as the anniversary of that tragic day approaches, I took the opportunity to borrow from the Indianapolis Public Library the National Geographic documentary 9/11, One Day in America. Without question, it is gut-wrenching and has changed this country forever. Never forget. Thank you, Indianapolis Public Library. Moveen, I'm glad you brought that up. It's interesting. I've been staying over at my mother-in-law's a couple nights a week because of work and rehearsals. And there was an episode of Law & Order SVU that there was a missing person case. They were about ready to scout a park, and then 9/11 happened. So there's that. Spencer writes, ahead of the curve, wild, and get on up. Matt, not me, writes the original Psycho. Anthony writes Crocodile Dundee. Kevin writes Legends of the Fall. David writes The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, Modern Times, and Prey. Gary writes Mommy, Megadalali. I hope I'm saying it right. The New Age, Mamma Mia, Frozen 2, Number 1 of the Secret Service, House of Whipcord, Mac and Rita, My Favorite Martian, Emily the Criminal, Schizo, Die Screaming, Marianne, The Comeback, Ruby, The Icarus Line Must Die, and Demonic Toys. Michael writes Hair, Jan writes The Survivor, and finally, Bill writes Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. I could watch Leslie Manville make breakfast and think I had the most fascinating experience. Yeah, she's pretty great. Added bonus in Mrs. Harris, Isabelle Huppert, and Jason Isaacs. And there you go, friends. That's what you've been watching this week. So hopefully you've been able to find some good films that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
That's a good reminder. Golan Globus Theaters, listen to their podcast. Next week's treatment of Soylent Green. This week is their treatment of The Omega Man. Last week is their treatment of Planet of the Apes, so we can get all the Chuck Heston sci-fi stuff out of the way. But they're fun to listen to. So, go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Don't forget, Saturday, August 27th, 7:30 p.m., Arts for Lawrence, Films at the Fort. It's a big night. I'll be hosting. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to end this week with, the song, because, the death of Wolfgang Petersen. Where else can you hear The Neverending Story? Thanks for listening. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan. Thanks, Wolfgang.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!